Investor lesson number 12, the basic rules of investing. One day, I was feeling frustrated about my financial progress in life. During one of our meetings, I shared my thoughts and frustrations with Rich Dad. I said, I've got my two plans in place. One plan is to ensure that I have basic financial security, and the other, more aggressive investment plan, is so I will be comfortable financially. But at the rates those plans will be successful, if they are successful, I'll never be rich like you and Mike. Rich Dad grinned when he heard that. Smiling and laughing quietly to himself, he said, investing is not a race. You are not in competition with anyone else. People who compete usually have huge ups and downs in their financial life. You are not here to try to finish first. All you need to do to make more money is simply focus on becoming a better investor. Now that your two plans are in place, the plan for security and the plan for comfort, I will explain the basics of investing, said Rich Dad. Investment basic rule number one, said Rich Dad, is to always know what kind of income you are working for. For years, Rich Dad had always said to Mike and me that there were three different kinds of income. There is earned income, which is income generally derived from a job or some form of labor. In its most common form, it is income from a paycheck. It is also the highest taxed income, so it is the hardest income with which to build wealth. There is also portfolio income, which is income generally derived from paper assets such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. Portfolio income is by far the most popular form of investment income, simply because paper assets are so much easier to manage and maintain than any others. And there is passive income, income generally derived from real estate. It can also be income derived from royalties, from patents or license agreements. Yet approximately 80% of the time, passive income is from real estate. There are many tax advantages available for real estate. Investment basic rule number two, said Rich Dad, is to convert earned income into portfolio income or passive income as efficiently as possible. Rich Dad then drew a diagram on his yellow legal tablet. It contained the phrase earned income with two arrows pointing away from it. One arrow pointed toward the phrase passive income, and the other pointed toward the word portfolio. Essentially, you want to convert earned income into passive or portfolio income. Investment basic rule number three is to keep your earned income secure by purchasing a security you hope converts your earned income into passive income or portfolio income. Investor basic rule number four is, it is the investor that is really the asset or the liability, said Rich Dad. You often hear people say investing is risky. It's the investor who is risky. It is ultimately the investor who is the asset or the liability. Investor basic rule number five is that a true investor is prepared for whatever happens. A non-investor tries to predict what and when things will happen. So how does one prepare? I asked. You need to focus and keep in mind what other investors are already looking for. If you want to buy a stock, then attend classes on how to spot bargains in stocks. The same is true for real estate. It all begins with training your brain to know what to look for and being prepared for the moment the investment is presented to you. Investment basic rule number six, said Rich Dad, is this. If you are prepared, which means you have education and experience, and you find a good deal, the money will find you or you will find the money. Good deals seem to bring out the greed in people. And I don't mean to use the word greed in a negative way. I speak of greed as a general human emotion, an emotion we all have. So when a person finds a good deal, the deal attracts the cash. If the deal is bad, then it is really hard to raise the cash. And what is investment basic rule number seven? I asked. It is the ability to evaluate risk and reward, said Rich Dad. That is the rich level of investing, the level of investing that follows the investment plans to be secure and comfortable. You're now talking about acquiring the skills to invest in investments that the rich invest in. At the rich level, you will find out that there are good losses and bad losses, good debt and bad debt, good expenses and bad expenses. At the rich level, your educational requirements and experience will need to go up dramatically. If not, you will not be there for long. Investor lesson number 13, reduce risk through financial literacy. I asked my rich dad, how can you say investing is not risky when most people say investing is risky? Easy, said Rich Dad. I can read financial statements and most people cannot. Do you remember me saying to you years ago that your dad was word literate but not financially literate? I nodded. Financial literacy is one of the most important investor basics, especially if you want to be a safe investor, an inside investor, and a rich investor. Anyone who is not financially literate cannot see into an investment. Just as a doctor uses x-rays to look at your skeletal system, a financial statement allows you to look into an investment and see the truth, the facts, the fiction, the opportunities, and the risk. Reading a financial statement of a business or individual is like reading a biography or an autobiography. He continued, "For me, it provides a checklist of what is important. It tells me if a business is functioning well. I also use it to overlay onto my personal financial statement to see if it fits. Remember, investing is a plan. See how the business, the stock, the mutual fund, bond, or real estate impacts your financial statement and plan. And finally, a financial statement tells me if an investment is safe and will make me money. If I didn't understand these factors, that would be risky."